So, you know, the 1970s and early 80s were a real, I think, a real boom in oral history. I think because it came out of social history and this idea that ordinary people's voices had been left out of the historical record, and oral history was a way to do that. So the National Oral History Association, you know, got going, and there had been, you know, one of the oldest, most important oral history programs in the country had been at Columbia. But they interviewed, you know, secretaries of state and et cetera. So that kind of use of that method to get ordinary people's voices came really out of the 1970s.